You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
As I write this blog, I can hear the sound of a plane flying above, of cars driving by, and the sound of construction workers and their machinery. I can hear people talking and children playing. I can hear the sound of phones ringing, the air conditioning running, and music somewhere in the background. I can hear the sound of birds chirping, and every so often, the wind blowing. Then there are the internal voices, sometimes of hope, other times of hopelessness. The truth is that we live in a very noisy world, so noisy that oftentimes it drowns out the most important sound of all, the sound of the voice of God. But in spite of all of the noises we have to deal with on a daily basis, not many of us will ever live in a noisier world than King David did. On the one hand, he had to listen to the sound of his father, who did not think God would ever consider him to be king. He also heard the sound of King Saul's voice threatening to kill him. All this while at the same time hearing the voices of the multitudes chanting, "Saul has killed thousands, and David his tens of thousands." Then on the other hand, he heard the sounds of war, death, setback, and victories. But somehow in the middle of all those sounds, David found time to pause and to hear God's voice. I call these Selah moments. Now, the word Selah appears 75 times in the Bible, 71 of those times in the book of Psalms. There are three possible definitions for the word, but most theologians agree that it means to pause. A second possible definition is to weigh or measure, and a third possible definition means to praise. I believe that all three definitions are appropriate, and I believe that King David thought so as well. In Psalms chapter 3, verse 2, King David wrote, "Lord, how they have increased who trouble me! Many are they who rise up against me! Many are they who say of me, 'There is no help for him in God.'" Selah, that pause. You see, David paused and pondered. Then he wrote in verse 4, "I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill." Selah, another pause. David paused and cried out as he weighed what hung in the balance. And then in verse 8 he wrote, "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people." Selah. You see, David paused and turned off all the sounds, pondered what God had to say to him, and this resulted in David praising God. If you pause and ponder upon God's goodness and grace, you too, even in the middle of a pandemic and in a financial collapse, will end up praising God. Selah, pause, ponder, and praise.